Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Brendan Bayard. He's got a pretty good fishing report if you can sneak out there before the deep freeze hits us. Brendan, good morning. What's going on?
Yeah, Don. Yesterday was a great day, you know, considering that we're in the middle of winter. You know, sometimes it's not too great, but yesterday was really nice. There was a lot of fish, even in the shallow flats in the afternoon. In the morning, the borrow pits or the canals, the dead-end canals were producing some really, really nice fish. You know, just in general, this year I've been seeing a lot better fish than I did last year, so that's a good trend. Hopefully that continues. But, you know, a lot of fish in the, you know, over 18 size, and even had some that were, you know, in the 22 kind of size, you know, almost 4 pounds or so. So some nice fish.
Yeah, and some spots there that aren't too far of a paddle, although you might want to do a little bit of paddling or pedaling during these cold days. But for right now, this weekend should be an excellent place to go. Minimalist Challenge, the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is sponsoring that on February the 1st. If you would, tell us again how it works and how do people get signed up?
Yeah, so we're all going to launch from the same launch, and that's going to be over there at the Leeville Public Launch. We're going to disperse in all directions, but the cool thing about it is we're all going to have the same small bag of lures. You know, it's typically, you know, three or four plastics, maybe a hard bait and some jig heads, and you just have to be very conservative. Make sure you don't break any of those lures off because, you know, that might be the one that's, you know, really suited for the conditions that day. And at the end of the day, everybody heads back and then we compare and see who's done the deed and caught the nice fish and award the prizes. But it's always a fun event. This year's a little different. We're allowing people to use electric motors up to 3 horsepower. That's going to open the doors for some people that haven't otherwise been able to fish because they've bought a kayak that really only ran on a motor. So we'll see how that goes this year. Looking forward to it, and it's going to be a fun one.
Yep, and registration at bckfc.org. Brendan, your experience watching that Minimalist Challenge and participating in it, which one of the baits do you think is the one that is the most successful that people use?
I've usually done the most on, you know, using a paddle tail. You know, I've a lot of times, you know, we go out there and the weather might be in the, you know, 40s or 50s and the water temperature hovering right above 50 degrees. And those kind of days, you really just have to, you know, work it slow. A lot of times the weather's so cold that the fish don't even bite the trout don't even bite until the later in the afternoon part. And I'm focusing on reds in the beginning. You know, every once in a while, you'll get one of those days where it's a warm day and people are catching with corks or topwaters or something like that. But I think that's happened maybe twice in the 15 years that I've fished this event. So I wouldn't count on it kind of thing.
Soft plastic on a jig head, probably a best go-to.
Yep. And just get some nice heavy fluorocarbon so that thing doesn't break off and you can use it all day long.
Because if you lose it, you're done. You're done, right. Thanks for the report, Brendan. As always, appreciate it, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Take care, Don. Bye.